Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Know Who You Know, Connect Deeply, Succeed Fully by Jeffrey Meschel is a business and personal development book focused on the quality of human connection. Meschel, positioned as an entrepreneur, investor, and experienced connector, addresses networking at a time when professional contact often happens through platforms, automated outreach, and transactional exchanges. The book argues that relationships influence opportunity, trust, reputation, judgment, and long-term direction more deeply than a simple count of contacts can show. Rather than treating networking as a technique for collecting names, it frames connection as a form of social capital that must be built through authenticity, discernment, and sustained attention. Its scope appears broader than standard career networking manuals, including reflections on trust, betrayal, intuition, LinkedIn, artificial intelligence, philanthropy, personality assessment, and ties among colleagues, mentors, donors, friends, and families. The purpose is to help readers examine who they know, how they know them, and whether those relationships are strong enough to matter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, relationship depth matters more than the size of a contact list. A central theme of Know Who You Know is the distinction between knowing many people and being meaningfully connected to the right people. This is important because modern professional culture often rewards visible reach, large LinkedIn networks, public affiliations, and frequent introductions. Meschel appears to challenge that metric by emphasizing depth, credibility, and mutual understanding. A large network can create the appearance of influence while still offering little practical support if the relationships are weak, impersonal, or untested. By contrast, a smaller set of trusted connections can shape decisions, open opportunities, and provide honest feedback because the people involved understand one another beyond a surface profile. The reasoning is practical rather than sentimental. Relationships become useful when they carry context knowledge of character, history of reliability, awareness of goals, and confidence that help will not be exploited. This reframes networking from a volume activity into a judgment activity. Readers are pushed to ask not only who is reachable, but who is trustworthy, responsive, and relevant in moments that require discretion, advice, or action. Secondly, social capital depends on trust, reputation, and repeated behavior. The book treats social capital as more than a loose synonym for having contacts. In Meschel's framing, relationships create value when they generate trust, reputational strength, and credible access to others. This makes social capital cumulative. It grows through repeated behavior and can be damaged when actions violate expectations. The inclusion of trust and betrayal among the book's themes suggests that connection is not automatically positive. A relationship can become an asset or a liability depending on how people handle obligations, confidentiality, reciprocity, and introductions. This is especially relevant in business settings, where reputations often move through informal channels before formal decisions are made. A recommendation carries weight only if the recommender has earned credibility. Similarly, an introduction is valuable only when the introducer understands both parties well enough to avoid wasting time or creating reputational risk. The book's contribution is to make readers more conscious of the ethical and strategic weight of their relational behavior. Every follow-through, broken promise, thoughtful introduction, or careless ask changes the trust balance that underlies professional opportunity. Thirdly, digital networking and AI can expand access but weaken human signal. Know Who You Know is positioned against a background of automated and platform-driven networking, including LinkedIn and artificial intelligence. This gives the book a contemporary angle. The problem is no longer limited access to people, but the difficulty of identifying which connections are real, meaningful, and worth cultivating. Digital tools make outreach easier, but they also lower the cost of shallow contact. When messages, endorsements, and introductions can be scaled, the human signal behind them becomes harder to read. Meschel's emphasis on deeper connection suggests a corrective approach. Technology can help identify shared interests, maintain visibility, or discover possible contacts, but it cannot by itself produce trust. That requires judgment, context, and follow-up. AI may assist with communication or research, yet it can also make professional interaction feel generic if used without personal attention. The book, therefore, fits a growing concern in business culture efficiency is not the same as relationship quality. Readers are encouraged to use digital systems without confusing convenience with connection, and to recognize that the strongest relationships usually require effort that cannot be fully automated. Fourthly, intuition and discernment are necessary because not every connection is beneficial. By including intuition, betrayal, and personality assessment among its concerns, the book appears to move beyond a simple pro-networking message. Meschel acknowledges that relationships require discernment. Knowing people deeply involves recognizing character, motivation, emotional patterns, and the reliability of behavior over time. This matters because professional and personal networks can expose people to risk as well as opportunity. Poorly judged alliances, careless introductions, or misplaced trust can damage reputation and decision-making. Intuition, in this context, should not be read as guesswork alone. It is closer to a pattern recognition skill formed through experience noticing inconsistencies, evaluating whether someone acts with reciprocity, and sensing whether a relationship is grounded in mutual respect or opportunism. Personality assessments are relevant because they offer structured language for differences in style, communication, and motivation. Though they should not replace direct observation, the practical implication is that successful relationship building is selective. Readers need to cultivate openness without naivety, generosity without indiscriminate access, and confidence without ignoring warning signs. Lastly, philanthropy broadens networking beyond immediate commercial exchange. One of the more distinctive elements in the book's reported scope is its inclusion of philanthropy alongside business relationships, LinkedIn, and social capital. This widens the meaning of connection. Philanthropy often involves donors, volunteers, community leaders, beneficiaries, and institutional relationships that are not reducible to short-term financial exchange. By bringing this area into a discussion of knowing people deeply, Meschel points toward networks built around values, service, and shared commitments. These relationships can still create opportunity, but their logic is different from purely transactional networking. Trust is built through alignment, contribution, and sustained involvement rather than immediate return. This matters because many professional relationships become stronger when people see one another in contexts that reveal priorities and character. Philanthropic settings can show whether someone follows through, collaborates well, and invests in causes beyond personal gain. The book's broader implication is that the most durable networks often cross categories: business, family, community, mentorship, and civic life. Such networks are harder to manage as simple contact databases because they depend on meaning, obligation, and mutual recognition. In conclusion, know who you know is best suited for entrepreneurs, investors, executives, fundraisers, consultants, and professionals whose work depends on trust-based access to people. It should also interest readers who feel that conventional networking advice has become too mechanical or too focused on platform visibility. The practical benefit is a more disciplined way to think about relationships, not as a list to grow endlessly, but as a living system shaped by trust, judgment, reciprocity, and reputation. Intellectually, the book encourages readers to examine how opportunity actually moves through human networks, including informal recommendations, shared history, social credibility, and the subtle consequences of betrayal or reliability. Its distinguishing feature is the breadth of its lens. Many networking books focus on tactics such as outreach, follow-up, personal branding, or event strategy. Meschel's book appears more reflective, combining business relevance with questions about intuition, digital mediation, philanthropy, personality, and the deeper ties that connect professional and personal life. That makes it less of a simple how-to manual and more of a relationship philosophy for an era of automated contact. Readers seeking quick scripts may find it less direct than tactical networking guides, but those interested in building durable social capital should find its perspective useful. If you would like to support Jeffrey Meschel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.